Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. It's kind of chuckling because I was talking with Jason just as we connected. And I asked Jason what the other broadcasters call Jason's position. And there are three terms. One is board operator, and I don't think that is exactly right, in my opinion, because Jason does way more than that. He does more than operate a board, meaning a mixing board, way more. And so do his fellow engineers. I call him an engineer, and the other term is producer. A producer is someone who arranges the guests and does other sundry things. So I think the term for our guy who is in the control room is engineer. That's the term that I use. And that's why I use that term. It's a term of endearment and professionalism, if you will. And if you think about it, how well would this broadcast go if Jason did a lousy job? It'd be terrible. You know, we at our end could do everything possible to make the broadcast professional, quality, content, do all those things to the best of our ability. And if Jason weren't paying attention, it could end up being terrible. You know, lousy sound, over-modulation, under-modulation, distorted, all those things. So I really appreciate what he does. And I sit side by side with Jason during the broadcast, except we're in two separate states and separated by maybe 1,000 miles, something like that. Greg in Utah is with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com is his website. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Yeah, I've experienced so-called board operators where the hosts start talking and they don't realize that they're on live on air, talking right over advertisements, repeating. There's all kinds of things that could go wrong, and so far, he's done a wonderful job.
Yeah,
I've got to say, yeah.
And we have and he has some associates that. Engineer for USA Prepares as well. Alex, Brad, and there's some others. And truly, truly exceptional and very, very kind. And you know, at that position, they're under time constraints. They've got to get things done by the second. I mean, not soon, not, not within the hour. They've got to get things done within the second. And let me give you an example. Let's say I connect 2 minutes early, 2 minutes before live airtime. And let's say I have a problem and I can't connect. Jason will wait till the last second before hitting the button for a replay or a rerun of USA Prepares. He will. And that means that he has to have one ready. Ready to go. And the commercials are different, and the news is different each hour. So it's got to be cut, spliced, put into queue, and all those things in like a minute. And that's what he does. So
yeah, I run one of those studios, lined up commercials, and done all that. And it's it, and you know, I have to say, I've made mistakes, but it took a little while to learn how to get it just right. But it's quite a job.
Yeah.
They need to be well paid because it's a lot of work.
Yes.
Yes. But I admire him for doing it because I've done it myself. So.
And let me say this. I don't know if Jason would like me to say it, but one day I said off the air, I said, Jason, I think you were top of your class in school. And he was like 4.0, top of the class. So you know, he's got a lot of talent. He's a musician. Does a great job here at Genesis Communications Network. And we are extremely fortunate. Extremely. And of course, Jason's fortunate, too. Because he was promoted to USA Prepares.
Now he's an instructor.
Well, yes, he is. Yes, he is an instructor. He was on the air with me. He ran for president of the United States. He really did. And, you know, it was a small campaign. And it was a great campaign. It was exactly what I would want. For example, small government, really small. I mean, we'd have to, if he won, we'd have to print millions, maybe a million pink slips and hand them out to most government, former government employees and say, fill this out, put your name on it. And put yesterday's date on there. Oh, good. Thanks so much. Accepted. And a lot of people would be fired if they worked for the government because he would implement a Thomas Jefferson-style government. Small government. One that didn't cost a lot of money. One that did not over-regulate. One that would be in sync with the feeling of the people. And he would communicate and share what's happening, and not lie to us. Lie to us. And by the way, who lied to us? Well, here's an interesting. This is right up your alley. So there was this transgender guy. His name is Richard Levine. Maybe it's pronounced Levine. L-E-V-I-N-E. He is the Secretary of Health, Assistant Secretary of Health in the federal government in the Biden administration. He goes by the name, he's a skirt-wearing guy, trades by the name of Rachel Levine or Levine. And here's a headline. And normally I don't do this, but this is a big deal. Quote, headline, Transgender Assistant Secretary of Health Rachel Levine says changing kids' genders has the highest support of the Biden administration and is key to the mental health of minors, end quote. Anybody who believes that is a buffoon. Not what I just read, but believes that. But the changing of children's gender is key to the mental health of minors. That's like one of the most confusing things that a person could go through. And the Biden administration says that's key to the mental health of these children. This is ridiculous. It's insanity. Just like pretty much like everything else that the Biden administration stands for. Or actually stands against, right? Stand against honesty, integrity. We have a pathological, in my opinion, liar in the White House. A guy who stole other people's work when he was in law school in the Senate and stole another guy's wife. And that's Jumpin' Joe. And now, this administration is pushing for two things that I just can't believe. Electrification and homosexuality / transgender. I don't get it. It makes no sense. If a guy wore a skirt to our fourth grade class when I was growing up, he'd be pummeled during recess. Everybody would laugh at him. And it's celebrated at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Any comments, Greg?
Let me tell you. So it is the days of Lot and the days of Noah. So it is today. I mean, we are there. And we are ripe for destruction, and we're going to receive the destruction that they received. Why? Because we've allowed it to happen. You know, what are we going to say? You know, when these things come upon us, I didn't participate. No, we participated. Every one of us participated. And how do I mean by participated? Well, we pay their salaries. We give them our salaries. They could say, well, no, you know, we don't have a choice. Yeah, we do have a choice. We do have a choice. That example
here's an interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's an interesting thing. I've talked to people even recently, within the last week, and customers, you know, with automobiles. And I've heard this comment many, 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 many times. Well, I don't really care what someone, you know, does privately. And then my response is really simple. Yeah, they said that about Bill Clinton when he was president, that he was a really great president. And what he did in the bedroom, you know, that didn't interfere with him being president. Oh, yes, it did. Yes, it did. That guy sold the White House. He rented the Lincoln bedroom. Some of the things that he did helped our enemies. He wanted to shift manufacturing outside the United States so that we didn't have to do that hard work, and now we don't have the manufacturing. So I'm just wondering where the ball bearings are going to come from for World War III that the current administration seems to be encouraging. Where are we going to get the ball bearings? Where are we going to get everything else? Where are we going to get the electronics? It's going to be tough. Because we don't make it anymore. Because guys who have been in the administrations for 50 years have been throwing away the United States of America. That's what they've been doing. And the generally dumb public seems to think it's okay. So you know, what people do in their bedrooms actually does have impact. So this Richard Levine, what he does in his bedroom as a transgender assistant secretary of health, Assistant Secretary of Health. This guy wants to encourage transgender operations and chemicals and biologicals to help people change their gender. That's what he wants to do. And
that's an extinction event for the human race.
Absolutely. And what they do is they say this is to protect the children. This is to destroy the children. You got to take a look at a picture of this guy, Richard Levine. Just look him up. Richard Levine. He's got an admiral's uniform on. He's all decorated, and he's got the admiral's cap with all the salad on it, and he's got the medals, and he's got the cuffs. It's all there. Richard Levine. In our administration.
You can't even fulfill the very basic commandment, multiply and replenish the earth, if you go about it that way. That was the first commanded to do. Yeah.
When we come back, there's another story that's right up your alley, water, and it's about a nuclear plant in the United States leaking.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig Rush is with us, and this just broke this morning. And it's been picked up by several news sources on the Internet. Normally we don't do this, but this is pretty important. Here are the headlines. Quote, Minnesota nuke plant admits to 400,000 gallon leak of radioactive water. End quote. I'm going to repeat that. Minnesota nuke plant admits to 400,000 gallon leak of radioactive water. End quote. Now, that came out today. And here's the article. Minnesotans are wondering why state regulators waited months to inform the public that hundreds of thousands of gallons of radioactive water leaked from the Xcel Energy's Monticello nuclear power plant. Minnesota Department of Health released a statement Thursday, that's yesterday, about Xcel's efforts to clean up 400,000 gallons of water containing tritium that leaked from a pipe running between two buildings at its plant. Xcel first reported the leak to the Minnesota duty officer and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in November, but the spill was only made public this week. The leak was stopped, and the company is monitoring the groundwater plume through two dozen wells. An estimated 20% of the tritium has been recovered through extraction wells, and contaminated water continues to be pumped from the groundwater, the health department wrote. Local officials said the leak poses no health and safety risk to the local community or environment and has not reached the Mississippi River or surrounding aquifers. Xcel said the leaked radioactive water is fully contained on site and has not been detected beyond the facility or in any local drinking water. And if the leak of tritium-tainted water poses no health and safety risk to the local community or environment, why did the company and government officials hide the incident from the public for months? End quote. Now, it hasn't reached the Mississippi. Okay. So what does that mean? If you look at a map coming from Minnesota, it looks like the states involved along the Mississippi are Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, Missouri. It gets really close to Kentucky, gets close to Tennessee, goes through Arkansas, goes through Mississippi and Louisiana, and then dumps in the Gulf of Mexico. So when this 400,000 gallons leaked, and only 20% of the tritium has been recovered, that means that 80% of it is still out there, right? It's been covered up by the federal government. It's been covered up by the state of Minnesota. And it's radioactive. We've said here at USA Prepares, all nuclear reactors leak, all of them.
Yeah.
Some leak steam, some leak water, some leak radioactive solids. They all leak, just like all microwave ovens leak. This is a real serious thing.
If anybody believes that propaganda, that it's, you know, safe, seriously, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona, some condos I'd like to sell you. You heard about that?
This is unbelievable.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. This is unbelievable.
This is more of the Biden administration's cover-ups, lies, scandals, deception, obfuscation, confusion, and these are at the highest levels with these light loafered administrators.
I like to bring religion into it, and I like to bring scripture into it, and a lot of people may not like that, you know. And if, well, let's just put it this way. You don't think the other side is religious at all? I would like you to look up something called Inside the Secrets of the Bohemian Grove. Secrets of the Bohemian Grove. Look that up. See who's involved in that, and you tell me that they're not religious. They are, but it's on the other side.
Craig and I will be right
back. Folks, we
got
to get serious. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Banking sector turmoil continues. After a week of federal interventions to stabilize the banking system and market volatility, driven by investor uncertainty, the economic outlook has two factors weighing in: private sector confidence and Federal Reserve interest rate policies. The Feds meet again on Tuesday. Emergency loans to banks spiked to new records this week, surpassing previous highs reached during the 2008 financial crisis. Polish President Duda has announced Poland will transfer four of its MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine in the coming days, with plans to send more. The transfer would make Poland the first NATO member to answer Kyiv's call for aircraft to help it further prevent Russia from gaining air superiority over Ukraine. And a happy St. Patrick's Day to you, my friend. Remember, don't drink and drive. It's not worth it. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, I was talking to a gal, and she said, so what did you do before this? Meaning before being a farmer and before broadcasting. And I said, well, I was a teacher for a little while. And she said, you were a teacher? You were a teacher? And she was kind of stunned. She said, teachers are real liberal and you're really conservative. And I said, well, actually, I'm more libertarian. I want to be left alone. And I want the government out of my face. And I want small government. I want inexpensive government. I want effective government just to protect our country and operate a currency in the post office. And she was very surprised. And she said, you were a teacher? And she said, teachers are liberals. And I said, teachers are idiots. And that's my opinion of a lot of teachers. And my father was one of them. Now, he was not an idiot. But people who followed him certainly are. I just can't believe teachers seem to think it's okay to be perverted. And they seem to think it's okay if you want to identify as a different gender, just go pick one. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts.
He might have had a hard time finding a job in today's teaching society.
Absolutely. Me too. I'd have a hard time finding any kind of a job. They tell me to be quiet and not say a word.
You know,
Greg?
We were born into this, okay? We've grown up in it, and therefore we've accepted a lot of what was not acceptable back when this country was formed. We're never going to get back to there. We know how it's going to end. You know, we know that it's going to be cleansed, and there's going to be very few who understand what's going on. Very few, a remnant. But I can tell you through all my studies, I have found that this country was built upon freedom. And what do I mean in freedom? That is freedom to not pay taxes. That's called liberty. When you hear a term from paying taxes, okay? I've said this before, and if anybody can prove me wrong, I'd love to see it, but we are living all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Every single plank. Progressive tax, income tax. And that means it keeps progressing until it finally destroys itself. And we're on the verge of that right now. But the country was formed by granting land, and the people that owned the land did not owe taxes on that land. It was theirs. They were sovereign. It was their country. It was like being a king. We've forgotten that. And now they're talking about building these 15-minute cities on, they're calling, government land. It is not government land. Government cannot own land. However, they were given a 10-mile square called the District of Columbia in Washington, D.C. They own that land. It took an act of Congress for any kind of a business, a corporation, other than a human being, to own land. It took an act of Congress so that the railroad could own land. And today, this day, they still have land patent attorneys that fight for their land rights. That's the railroad, okay? When they say they're going to build 15-minute cities, that's land that was not allocated, that the government themselves, the corporation that's called, no longer has the authority to grant. They lost that authority before Hawaii. They lost that authority before Alaska. That's why you cannot find land grants from the President of the United States in Alaska or Hawaii, because they, at that period of time, they had already entered into the Federal Reserve System, and they didn't have that authority. They did not have that authority to grant land, and they don't have the authority to delve out land right now, except by war prize, which is what Hawaii really was. It was war prize. Do you agree with this, Vincent?
You know, Craig, I've been looking at a lot of things. Let me share something else with you. Just twist this off to another tangent. This is a pretty upsetting article that I read this morning. The CDC bought phone data to monitor Americans' compliance with lockdowns. So there are contracts that were signed by the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And these contracts were focused on buying data from tracking companies to monitor people's location during the COVID-19 lockdown. So CD paid one firm $420,000, another firm $208,000. They bought access to location data from at least 55 million cell phone users. The contracts were approved under emergency review due to the COVID-19 pandemic and were aimed at providing the CDC with the necessary data to continue critical emergency response functions for evaluating the impact of visits to key points of interest and stay-at-home orders, closures, reopenings, and other public health communications relating to mask mandates and other emerging research areas on the community transmission of SARS and COVID. We have been tracked by companies, and our where we were was sold to the CDC.
Who gave them the authority to do this?
Well, that's
one
that's,
simple question.
That's good, right? No one except them themselves.
They just took it. They stole it. Yeah.
Right. So these contracts were signed in 2021 under the Biden administration, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that gets back to, I don't want anything to do with these people who support the Biden administration. They are stepping on us. They are grinding us under their heels. They are doing the unthinkable. They're snooping, they're spying, they're gathering data, they're demanding data. And then they want to shut down gas stoves. Now, Joe, as far as I know, he's getting a new helicopter. Joe, is that an electric helicopter that you're getting, Marine One? Is that an electric new one? Or is that one run is that jet-powered with using jet fuel? I just want to know. Is it rechargeable? Is it following your mandates, Joe? Just want to know. This guy,
you know,
speaks with forked tongue.
Yeah. I joined USA Preparers as an instructor for one reason alone. I knew that we weren't going to be able to solve the problems, but the one thing that we could do is help people survive through the trials that are at our gate. That are at our door right now so that they can be self-sufficient, so that they won't be starving to death, so that they won't be lining up in the bread lines, so that they can take care of themselves and your families and your loved ones. Because I realized a long time ago when I started studying what happened to this country and law, and that the best source that I found was teamlaw.net. And it was an article called Do You Own Your Own Land? And I realized what happened when I read that and understood it. I realized what happened to this country and how we would have all fallen asleep at the wheel. We're supposed to steer this government and guide this government, and yet we look for it for steering and guiding. And as a result of it, these I'm going to call them secret combinations, have gained control over us, our economy, our children, our schools, everything we do. And so far right now, I cannot find one good thing that they have in store for any of us. Can you?
Absolutely not. No, I cannot. That's why I keep our gate locked. You know, it's a nuisance keeping our gate locked. Every time I want to go from one field to another, I've got to unlock the gate. But first, I have to get off the tractor.
You know what's going to go up my gate? It's a sign that says, not a public entrance. No deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
No trespassing. That will stop the government from crossing onto your land. That will stop them.
Can you say that one more time? That exact verbiage, please.
Yeah. Not a public road. Not a public entrance. Not a public road. No trespassing. Okay? That means no deliveries. You can put no deliveries on there. That means the sheriff can't even deliver, come down that road, deliver you papers. He has to find you offside of your land. Okay. If you have a public entrance and you don't post it, you can use it for deliveries. They're going to come in and they're going to do whatever they're going to do. But when they see that, they know that you know what you're talking about. You know that they have, because I don't want somebody coming up to my door, knocking on my door and asking if I have a gas stove. Do I think this will happen? You bet I think it will happen. I'm going to put a stop to it. I did put a stop to it by putting up a sign that said those exact words. And they have not crossed it yet. In fact, when I was being served with divorce papers some time ago, the sheriff would not cross it. He waited till I came out of the gate before he served me with papers. Folks, we've got to wake up. We've got to be smart. You know, how many of us can give up our gas stove? How many of us can give up our gas furnace? How many of us know how to heat without that gas stove and that gas furnace? And how many of us live in cold climates?
I can't think of a solution that's viable. As we mentioned earlier this week, for those who want to be independent, and if you want to cook, it seems to me that you're going to have either some kind of gas, whether you generate your own methane gas from biomass, or you heat with wood. But cooking with electricity is really difficult because of the amount of watts it takes to generate electricity for cooking, for most purposes.
Sure.
Like boiling a pot of spaghetti water takes a lot of energy. Electrical energy if you have an electric stove. And gas has been around for years and years, I mean, about a century, and it really works well. We ventilate ours. We have a range hood that ventilates outside. That's what you should do. It works really well. I don't want to have an electric stove. I really don't. Gas stoves work problem-free for decades. Literally.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Independence.com, real order, independence.com. Class, there's an article in the media that says Target shutters downtown Philadelphia location, citing declining performance. That's the headline. And then it goes on to say, not unlike many other corporations with retail locations in cities nationwide, Target is calling it quits on Philadelphia. They follow the footsteps of Wawa, who noted last year that they've had enough of Philadelphia's crime and packed up and left shop at several locations in Center City. That means Philadelphia. Target, located just blocks away from one Wawa, that's a store that recently closed, is taking the same action, according to the Philadelphia Business Journal, in its store at 12th and Chestnut Streets in Center City. It'll be closing after 7 years of operation. The 19,000 square foot store is going to be closing due to several years of declining performance, the report said. And the company plans on attempting to relocate its 45 part and full time employees at the store. Now, do you really think that someone who makes a wage of Target is going to be able to move and go to a different location or commute farther? The article goes on to say, the spokesperson for Target commented, the decision to close one of our stores isn't something we take lightly. It's an action we take only after multiple years of working on improve performance. So it goes on to say that Target is going to close three other stores, one in its hometown of Minneapolis and two in Washington, D.C. area. So they're closing stores because of rampant crime. They can't make a go of it, right? Because the theft is greater than the profit. So they're just closing down a large operation that it takes years to start up. They're walking away. And I think this is just the beginning. I don't think this is the end of this. I don't think this is easy to fix because the attitudes of honesty and integrity aren't taught anymore. We're taught about pick a gender rather than our schools are not teaching the things that they need to teach.
Oh, I'm talking Bill about. Vincent?
Yes.
Yeah, the reason that Joe wants to ban gas stoves is because they said that they're not good for our health. Okay, and I want you to think about this for a minute. Do you see a big, great big insert with 100 damaging things that propane or natural gas can do to you? No. But yet he approves something that can kill you, destroy your entire life through the use of a vaccine that's approved for use. I say that maybe he's concerned about, he wants us off the earth for his health, for his mental health, so he can do what he wants to do and have us out of the way. But there's a reason why they use propane and natural gas in forklifts inside warehouses. It's because it doesn't harm you. Like if you use an internal combustion engine with gasoline or diesel inside of a closed area, there's a reason why you have ventless wall heaters and using natural gas and propane, because it's not harmful. Don't believe the lies.
Greg, I mentioned that I bought a 48-volt generator, DC.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working on it. And yesterday I got it fired up for the first time. I hooked it up to a small propane, you know, a gas cooking grill propane tank. I got it started for the first time. You know, I pulled the spark plugs out.
Wonderful.
The spark plug, this thing's probably 15 years old. The spark plugs were the original spark plugs, and they looked brand new after years and years and years of use because it burns so clean. It really does.
Yeah.
I started this thing up, and there is no odor from the no remarkable odor from the combustion process of this propane.
Now you can switch a American carburation. You can look up and you can buy a carburetor for your particular engine that is a dual fuel or just propane. Now you'll have to have a propane your gas company come out and hook it up for you to make the final connection, but you can convert anything to propane or natural gas. American carburation.
Well, you're talking about a gasoline engine you can convert to propane.
Yes.
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 Yeah, not diesel, not a diesel engine, but a lower compression, let's say 9-1 compression ratio gasoline.
Yeah, absolutely.
Engine. And that's absolutely correct. And, you know, Greg, years ago there was an ad in Craigslist, and this guy was selling a propane tank, and it was 80 gallons. I thought, well, it'd be nice to have, you know, $100 for an 80-gallon propane tank. And it came with the conversion kit, the entire conversion kit to convert a truck, a four-barrel engine, gasoline engine truck, with the tank, the hoses, the whole everything. And I got that, I'm thinking, around $100. With the tank. And this guy couldn't wait to get rid of it. What an uninformed guy. Because propane is so much more affordable, so much cleaner, and you probably don't have to change the oil if you use synthetic for 25,000 miles. Really. Really.
And you can make your own methane, which is natural gas.
Great, thank you so much. See you next week.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.